Chapter 24.
It was, Luke mused, no doubt a security nightmare. All three members of the soon-to-be-dissolved triumvirate, the Jedi Grand Master, and a former chief of state all gathered together in one place. Someone in a position of arranging this would be sweating profusely today. Luke thought that that unknown being should count him or herself fortunate, that Dorvan, like himself and Saba Sebatine, was someone who did not particularly relish the spotlight. The ceremony would go relatively quickly.
This one is relieved that this is the final duty she will be asked to perform as part of the triumvirate,
Saba Sebatine said.
This one is eager to be about more useful pursuits.
Saba, Luke, and Leia stood together near the main entrance, awaiting their cue to process forward. Saba and Luke were clad in traditional master's robes. Leia, knowing what the public expected of her after more than 40 years of participating in politics, wore a formal, full-length overdress with slashed sleeves to show her dark brown underdress. Her hair, though much grayer than that of the youthful princess she had once been, was meticulously styled and threaded through with gold. She wore little makeup. She did not need much, and she was proud of the wrinkles she had accumulated over the years. Each had been bought at the cost of pain or given as the gift of laughter.
I wish I could go with you, she said to them.
Normally, Jaina and Han would be standing with them, but Jaina was in the hangar preparing her ship for departure, and her father, fiancé, and niece were keeping her company.
I would enjoy running around the galaxy chasing down Abeloth with you, Luke said, smiling at her. But we both know you will help more here. This fledgling government is going to need you.
Mindful of the listening ears of their Jedi escorts, they said nothing more. Luke knew Leia's comments were merely wistful longings, and that she more than agreed with his decision to ask her to stay behind. She, too, had a job to do. Luke, Leia, and Saba would walk from the temple to the platform, specially erected in Fellowship Plaza for the occasion. Dorvan and Treen would approach from Justice Center. Jedi Saha Dorvald had a small device in her ear and was monitoring the activity. She turned and gestured to them.
It's time, Luke said.
He offered Leia his arm, and she took it, gliding forward as smoothly as if she were not wearing heels to give her a few extra centimeters of height. Saba followed. Together, the three Jedi made their way across a plaza crowded with well-wishers. Luke had expected some hecklers, but he was pleasantly startled to see mostly happy faces in the throng. Either the populace of Coruscant was largely content with the direction their government was going, or else the GAS had managed to corral all those who approved of the situation and steer them up front.